We've gone way too far now, but you know. We have some friends with us, as you can see. Well, you can't see yet, thanks to editing. I haven't showed their faces yet. But guys, introduce yourselves.
Hey, what do you say? My name is Tommy Paradise from the Run In Podcast.
It's showtime, folks. It's your boy DJ coming to you live from Tommy's Inglewood.
Taylor,
I'm not doing that.
All right. I am here to ruin your day right out the gate, and I have decided to get weird with it. I want to recast some roles, and I need your help to do just that. So with this today, we are going to pick one movie of each of your choosing, so each of you have the ability to do this, and then you are going to recast either the main role or the like main backup character, right? Whatever you want to call them, the side quest character, and change them to a wrestler of your choosing.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Whoever wants to go first is more than welcome, but you guys now have the floor.
So I didn't do just one. I actually have a whole cast, if that's all right.
Nope, unacceptable. I did not lay that
out. All right, fair enough.
You're good, you're good. Unacceptable.
So I took one of my favorite movies. I took Back to the Future, one of my favorite movies ever. I'm going to cast Bret Hitman Hart as Marty. I'm going to cast Pat Patterson as Doc. I'm going to cast Brock Lesnar as Biff Tannen.
That's a great pick, man. That's a great pick.
Jen, the girlfriend, Marty's girlfriend, will be Prime Sonny.
Okay.
And then George McFly will be the 1-2-3 kid.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I like that we're getting specific with eras of individuals. Like, if we could just turn the clock back on X-Pac. Just get him all baby-faced and primed for this role.
X-Pac was a little too edgy to go with George McFly, but so I figured that, you know, we're going with the baby-face, literally the baby-face, 1-2-3 kid.
The, like, epitome of white meat baby-face. I love this. So Do we see anything, like, playing out? Because now with such a diverse cast, you got to imagine the movie's not going to have to stay the same, right? We have to kind of lean into our strengths and take advantage of all of the great star power we have on this roster of actors, correct?
I like to imagine my 1-2-3 kid with no eyebrows and shaved eyebrows, and that's the way he does all of his movies, with shaved eyebrows.
Just letting that all works. The sweat just run right into his eyes.
Well, that works. I mean, I think with Biff Brock Lesnar as Biff, I think things have to not be so goofy sometimes and get a little more physical. You need him throwing him around. You got Pat Patterson as Doc. I mean, I thought that was perfect with just the blabbering, the goofiness, the maybe you work his sexual preference in there a little bit.
That's a great shout. You know, I want to propose something with this cast. I'm seeing a change of scenery. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but like I said, all playing right to our strengths, Brock Lesnar is a farm boy, and I could really see him being that corn fed jock. Where Sonny could be your typical blonde, like random, you know,
girl next one door
out there. Yeah, girl next door, but you know, next door is 5 miles away because we're in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And then with Daisy 1-2-3 Duke kids, here. Kids. Yes, we're gonna pluralize that. 1-2-3 kids. With him, I get kind of a. Do you remember Mars Attacks, the main character in that movie, so to speak, or at least the
yes,
yeah, that's. Well, who 1-2-3 kid reminds me of right off the bat. So I really could see us like doing either like a definitely a farm area, but more of a deserty farm area. What do you guys
think? Agree. I was thinking like,
man, now I can't unsee that.
Like in Back to the Future 2, when they, I was thinking, well, as you were saying that, I'm thinking about like before all the homes are built.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we see a couple areas being like built up, and instead of Jack Black building the casinos, right? We're just trying to build up the houses and build up the communities and take back the land. And, you know, maybe the townsfolk are, they're against it, right? I just picture the entire scenery of Mars Attacks. I have started to blend these movies, I've realized. And, you know, we've gone way too far now. But, you know, there's no turning back, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back to Mars Attacks.
I love that. I'm in. If we do like a cross movie, like we just bring them together, I'm in. I'm. You've already got my money. I mean,
I'm sorry to steal this spotlight right here, because like I kind of got to roll with this idea very quickly. I don't want to replace Jack Black or Danny DeVito in that movie. they are perfect the way they start. Yeah. Not Jack Black. Not Jack Black. Well, Jack Black's in that movie. Let's keep him in there as well. Damn it. Robert De Niro? No.
It's Jack Nicholson.
Who is it?
It's Jack Nicholson.
A meltdown, a breakdown. Jack Nicholson. That's it. That's it. I forgot it. Jack Nicholson. Yeah, so Jack Nicholson. We're leaving in him. We're leaving him in there. He can play all the people he wants. Hell, if he wants more roles in that movie, give it to him. But we need to replace Jim Brown in this movie, right? We need someone to take his place. That's who I'm going with. And I've got one of two people. We can go with an experienced actor, someone who's already got his Actors Guild card, and we can get the great Khali. Or if that doesn't work for you, Bobby Lashley.
Lashley did flash in my head when you said Jim Brown.
See?
I'll admit that. You also, like, I've been stuck on this character ever since we... Ever since, so, cause we just did a draft for the Survivor Series, and I drafted this guy for some reason, and we can also go with Bad News Brown.
Ooh, I like that. Actually, didn't Jim Brown wrestle? Let's just replace Jim Brown with the wrestling version of Jim Brown. I'm pretty sure Jim Brown had an appearance or two in WCW. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
me.
Ron Simmons.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, we could replace him with Ron Simmons. What you guys think about that?
Oh,
that's a no-nonsense guy right there. I would love to see him break the or breaks off of some aliens, man. That iconic scene where Jim Brown just fighting off all those aliens at the airport. I could see that being Ron Simmons any day now. And just like, as they zoom out. Yeah, there you go. Damn.
A great call, dude. I want Ron Simmons all day, every day, in every movie. That sounds like just replace him with everybody in every movie. Like, I'll just take them all away.
What else could we put Ron Simmons in? I think he could find himself into Anchorman. Ooh, imagine him and Zach and Miri make a porno.
Who's he going to play? Is he going to play Seth Rogen?
He could be in Back to the Future.
How about Nutty Professor?
Oh, I like that one. Can we slip JBL in? Like,
what I've learned is if you just find a movie with 10 of the same actor in it and then replace it with just a random wrestler, it's the best way to do it. So now my mind started with like Goodfellas, but now I've pivoted to like the Ultimate Warrior and Mrs. Doubtfire because I want to do this thing where we just have a bunch of wrestlers dressed up as women and doing the women part. I think it'd be great because he doesn't know how to act. We've seen that in Firestarter. Like, he can't act at all. He's terrible. So he just go in there. Yeah,
have we seen
okay.
Because I'm pretty sure you're the only one who
I've seen
that
it.
Movie.
Let me rephrase that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to speak for everyone. I've seen it. I'll send you all the links. Don't worry. I'll send you the link of the movie. It's on YouTube. And it is a shit show. Holy cow. Let me tell you. But I will go ahead and tell you that him in the scene where they're recreating the female version of Mrs. Doubtfire, where they're like, matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. I'd love to see Ultimate Warrior doing that because he can't sing and he can't act. So he would just be like, matchmaker, matchmaker. And he'd look like he was reading off a script. I'm in.
No, I want to see.
I hate the guy, but I'm in.
Well, I want to see the musical montage where he plays sports with the kids and just see him run right through them. Like, that'd be the movie for me. Yeah. Shoulder blocks during the scene park with the soccer.
Put him in bench warmers.
Yeah, I'm so into this. This is such a good idea.
How about Vince McMahon at Weekend at Bernie's?
He already looks like that right now. He looks like he could be the guy in Weekend at Bernie's. He's about half dead.
The new film from WWE Studios. Weekend at McMahon's.
Give me a drink, damn it.
So, DJ, now that we've kind of freestyled this, did you have something set in stone that we can powwow on, or how?
I did. Like, so, see, Tommy and I, we do have a segment where we do top five. So that's why we're able, like, so when you ask us to do this, even off the cuff, we can, you know, we end up, you know, list. We're used to lists, right? So I have more than one movie as well. So my first movie. I would make Ric Flair James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
And that way, every time he gets to the scene where he gets to the bar, he never really you know, he's not that he better solve the whole thing right there at the bar, because that's where he's going to be. Out of this 2-hour movie, an hour and a half of it is going to be Rick at the bar. So, you know, running the place.
30 minutes into the movie, we switch to like found footage, you know, kind of like Cloverfield. But it's just like people like filming James Bond, a.k.a. Ric Flair, at the bar for the next hour and a half, not getting anything accomplished. Like you said, cutting promos on the bill. I'm like, oh, man, that would be that. That's
the kind of I love the idea of Ric Flair as a secret agent, because he can't stop saying his name. Like, he just says it all the time. Like, he's trying to be undercover. Exactly. And he's just like, Nature Boy!
Exactly. He would not be, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Walks I'm Flair, right into the place. Ric Flair, the Nature Boy.